When the visit was over, she called Job surreptitiously from the payphone at the restaurant and arranged to meet him at the Espresso Roma Cafe in Berkeley. Adding to the personal and family drama, he brought along Lisa, now in grade school, who lived with her mother, Chris Ann. When they all arrived at the cafe, it was close to 10 p.m., and Simpson poured forth the tale. Jobs was understandably astonished when she mentioned the restaurant near San Jose. He could recall being there and even meeting the man who was his biological father. "It was amazing," he later said of the revelation. "I had been to that restaurant a few times, and I remember meeting the owner. He was Syrian, balding. We shook hands." Nevertheless, Jobs still had no desire to see him. "I was a wealthy man by then, and I didn't trust him not to try to blackmail me or go to the press about it," he recalled. "I asked Mona not to tell him about me." She never did. But years later, Jandali saw his relationship to Jobs mentioned online. A blogger noticed that Simpson had listed Jandali as her father in a reference book and figured out he must be Jobs' father as well. By then, Jandali was married for a fourth time and working as a food and beverage manager at the Boomtown Resort and Casino just west of Reno, Nevada. When he brought his new wife to visit Simpson in 2006, he raised the topic. "What is this thing about Steve Jobs?" he asked her. She confirmed the story, but added that she thought Jobs had no interest in meeting him. Jandali seemed to accept that. "My father is thoughtful and a beautiful storyteller, but he is very, very passive," Simpson said. He never contacted Steve.